A Meditation on Mark Chapter 8, Verses 34 through 38 by J.C. Ryle. 2. The Value of the Soul. Second, we learn from these verses the unspeakable value of the soul. What does our Lord say? What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Verse 36. These words were meant to stir us up to exertion and self-denial. They ought to ring in our ears like a trumpet every morning when we rise from our beds, and every night when we lie down. May they be deeply graven in our memories and never effaced by the devil and the world. We all have souls that will live forevermore. Whether we know it or not, we all carry about with us something which will live on when our bodies are moldering in the grave. We all have souls for which we shall have to give an account to God. It is an awful thought when we consider how little attention most people give to anything except this world, but it is true. Anyone may lose his own soul. He cannot save it. Christ alone can do that, but he can lose it, and that in many different ways. He may murder it by loving sin and clinging to the world. He may poison it by choosing a religion of lies and believing human superstitions. He may starve it by neglecting all means of grace and refusing to receive into his heart the gospel. There are many ways that lead to the pit. Whatever way a man takes, he, and he alone, is accountable for it. Weak, corrupt, fallen, impotent as human nature is, man has a mighty power of destroying, ruining, and losing his own soul. The whole world cannot make up for the loss of the soul. The possession of all the treasures that the world contains would not compensate for eternal ruin. They would not satisfy us and make us happy while we had them. They could only be enjoyed for a few years at best, and must then be left forevermore. Of all unprofitable and foolish bargains, the worst is that of giving up the soul's salvation for the sake of this present world. It is a bargain of which thousands have repented, but many, like Esau, who sold his birthright for a dish of stew, have repented too late. Let these sayings of our Lord sink deep into our hearts. Words are inadequate to express their importance. May we remember them in the hour of temptation, when the soul seems a small and unimportant thing, and the world seems very bright and great. May we remember them in the hour of persecution, when we are tried by the fear of other people, and are half inclined to desert Christ. In times like these, let us call to mind this mighty question of our Lord and repeat it to ourselves. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?